You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Nicole Armbruster, who is with the Lansing School Board, a school board member. Good evening, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very well. I wanted to talk to you. It's been a wild couple of weeks, or longer than that, for the Lansing School Board, but things seem to ramp up a bit this week. I guess first, a good place to start is your reaction to the press conference yesterday with Mayor Bernero, head of the Board of Trustees at MSU, Joel Ferguson, and David Hollister, former mayor. What was your reaction to that press conference yesterday morning?
I said when I was appointed to the board that I thought, strong schools were integral to a strong community. So I certainly can understand where they're concerned. That being said, I also think that what's portrayed in the press and what is going on aren't necessarily the same thing.
Well, then now's a good opportunity for us to clear that up, Nicole. Mm-hmm. What are the parts that you don't think are being portrayed correctly?
Well, I certainly don't think there's as much animosity or fighting as is portrayed in, the 5-second news clips. You have a 6-hour meeting and they show one person interrupting another person and say, oh, they're fighting. We all get along very well.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear, because you're correct. That is what we see and how it seems to be put together.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I'm sure that makes good news. But no, we get along fine. Of course we have our debates, and that's part of the process. But I think one of the things I hear the most is how the board fights with each other, and I think for the most part we get along very well.
Well, anytime you have it's 9 people on the board.
Mm-hmm, 9 people.
Nine individuals on any board. They're going to have differing opinions, particularly when times are as stressful as they are right now. So certainly, discussion would be certainly understood. The meeting last night where you approved the ability to send out up to 325 layoff notices. I think we need to make sure we have a clear understanding of what that means as well.
Sure, and it's kind of essentially the same thing we went through with the administrators last month, in the sense that per their contract, we have to send out a notice stating that we may choose to lay you off, should the budget call for that. So basically, they have to be noticed up to 30 days in advance, and that's what those notices were.
And that is by their union contract. So that doesn't it doesn't necessarily mean that 325 teachers are going to be laid off.
No, of course. And in fact, it was up to 200 teachers, and the other 125 were other staff. That's, I believe, 21% of our teacher workforce, so clearly not that many would be laid off.
But of course, as you said, the misconception, it sends fear into people when they read a headline like that.
Of course. And, I'm in the schools every day, and I brought my son to school today, and the teachers were understandably upset. Does that mean it's me? I have to check what number I am on the list, and it certainly upsets people.
Well, and it's, as you mentioned, it's part of the process. You have to notice. You have to make notice of that. And the same thing as you said with the administrators, making notice of that as you go through the process. That is part of it.
That is part of the process, and it's written into the contract, so we have to follow the contract.
I was surprised. I guess not. I was a little surprised to hear Mayor Virge Bonero mention emergency financial managers, and apparently that came up at your meeting last night as well. What is your thoughts about that?
Well, and again, I think that's another time where the news clip that showed the superintendent, speaking about the financial managers, made it sound like he was requesting one. And that's certainly not what occurred. He simply was explaining the process, and that if we did not balance the budget, what steps we would have to go through, and the fact that it was an option should we choose to request a financial manager, before we got to that point. But typically you go through the process. If you have a deficit budget, you have to go before the State Board of Education and, present a solution to that. And then, they either accept it or not, give you a year to get out of the budget out of the deficit. So mm-hmm.
Now, you had a quote when I talked to you earlier today that I loved. It said, "I'm sorry, but telling me we can't balance the budget is unacceptable." Is this going to be a possibility?
So it should be. I mean, it is unacceptable to me. I mean, in the real world, we all have to balance our budgets, or we wouldn't have houses, we wouldn't have cars, we wouldn't have food on the table. End of story. We do what needs to be done. So I think we need to do the same thing in this situation.
Well, absolutely we do. The time becomes a factor as well, doesn't it, Nicole? We're getting down there.
We are. We're getting close. We have to have the budget balanced by June 30th. And it's difficult, and I've kind of discussed this with some other people. Our fiscal year ends before the state's fiscal year and before they have to have their budget balanced. So, we don't have definitive numbers, and sometimes it's kind of like aiming at a moving target, which certainly doesn't help the situation.
After some of these long meetings and that press conference yesterday, do you think the school board is continuing to work hard to make this all happen in a timely fashion?
Absolutely. In fact, we've scheduled two special meetings next week specifically to sit down and pound out this budget.
Well, very good. Nicole, I know it's been a difficult time for you to be a newcomer to the school board, but I think you're just what they needed to hop back in with other parents, because you're with them every day in the schools. So I appreciate your time and your perspective this evening.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Nicole Armbruster, who is a Lansing School Board member. When we come back, we'll talk with Okemos attorney George Zoulakis, who's with Baird and Zoulakis PC. He's got an interesting, it's party time because of graduation and so forth. He's got some great advice for everyone. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.